on Classical 96.3 FM. Mm. That was the beginning of the dramatic, fantastic opening movement of Grieg's Piano Concerto. And you will be hearing that this Saturday, November 5th, 8 o'clock, up at Markham Theatre with Christina Petrowska-Quilico soloing and Christian Alexander directing Kindred Spirits Orchestra. I should say that was Les Fauves Anciens we just heard, and while it was playing, they were saying, well, our version is a bit more spontaneous and sparky than that one. That was so funny. That was great. And yeah, I mean, we forget. Everybody's interpretation is different, right? Every version is different.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Why did you put this concerto on your season opening program?
Well, exactly because of this whole entire spectrum of emotions and drama and so many different things happening in the concerto. It's is the only concerto that Grieg wrote, and yet he was able to within the same concerto to include so many different layers of emotions and of things happening. It's a complex and yet very underestimated concerto, I should say, and Christina may comment also a little bit more on this.
Well, he was young when he wrote it, right? And he was just recently married, and he was like lots of energy and joy. And
It's funny because he went to Rome in April 1870 and looked up Franz Liszt. And Liszt sight-read the entire concerto, one go, fantastic Liszt, and told him not to give up and, you know, to keep writing. I was reading that you have the Schumann concerto, which is often paired in CDs with the Grieg, both in A minor, and it's sort of divided into two camps. You've got the classical camp of the Schumann Brahms, and then you've got Liszt Wagner, and this concerto falls more into the Liszt Wagner kind of virtuosic piece. But there's also the third movement that Liszt got very excited about with the tune and the flatted third, and he just enjoyed that. And the kind of the Norwegian folk song in the third movement. And the pianistic flourishes are just great for any pianist.
The version that you're playing on Saturday or that we hear today, is that mostly Liszt's revisions or Liszt suggestions incorporated?
I think so. I mean, it's a standard version,
yeah
that just about everybody plays.
Yeah. Is it hard to play?
Well, and everything has its difficulties. It requires a certain technique that you need to be comfortable with fast runs.
Which you are. I mean, I've heard you play and Sutherland stuff.
You're Franz Liszt, yes. So
Franz Liszt.
I love it. But it also has a beautiful slow movement, so the lyrical quality and the melodic sections of it do require some sensitivity, almost like chamber music where the orchestra and the pianist are playing together and should mesh. I mean, we've worked already on trying to smooth out transitions because there are these fast runs and the orchestra has to catch me at the end of them, and it should sound smooth or has to either go into the orchestra or kind of fade in lovely in a lovely way so that the orchestra can pick up.
So who follows who? Do you follow the conductor or does the conductor follow you in those?
We I think it's a partnership, and we don't necessarily follow or decide who is following who. It's more of a partnership, and what Christina said about transitions is really so important about the concerto or about any piece of music, to have really smooth transitions from one image to another image, from one section to another section, and these are the points we really work very hard to make as seamless and as flowing as possible. These transitions, so that we can take the audience to a journey without too much of a sudden changes in mood. So it's a great concerto. Yeah,
Really looking forward to hearing this Saturday night, 8 p.m. Markham Theatre. Markhamtheatre.ca is the website for more information, and you can still get tickets. Now, also on the program is Mendelssohn's Symphony Number 4, his absolutely delightful Italian symphony. Why did
Absolutely.
You pair that with the?
Well,
just because it's so delightful.
Probably one of the reasons. Yes,
yeah.
But so Mendelssohn, he was very young young when he went to Italy. He was 20, I think, 21 years
old. I think, didn't his dad send him all over Europe after school?
Yes,
like,
actually.
Education.
This Italian, Italian symphony is the second symphony that he wrote as a reflection of a journey to another country outside Germany before he went to Scotland. So he wrote the Scottish symphony. And he was, again, so young and so really open to experience new things, new cultures, and new local food and new architecture. And he arrived in Venice in 1830. And the first thing he said, he wrote actually a letter on the next day to his parents, and he said, "This is Italy, and what I, ever since I started to think, have thought to be the greatest joy of living has now begun, and I'm really enjoying it." So you can imagine how really delighted was he with all the local art and things that he was experiencing. And then, by the way, a few months ago, myself, I went to Venice and to Rome and Naples, and so all of these cities that he went to before he wrote the symphony, to see from a contemporary perspective what he may have experienced. And one local anecdote, actually, that I heard in Venice is about the very first thing that Mendelssohn said arriving in Venice. He may have said, "Italia, Italia, buongiorno, Italia." And local people, they think that later, 1 year later, when he started writing the symphony, he may have translated this into the opening of the Italian symphony. Tati, ram-ta-ta, ram-ta-ta, Italia,
nice.
Italia, buongiorno, Italia.
I love that. I love that. So and when you said, you know, foods, it was probably his first taste of garlic, because in Germany, they didn't use garlic. All right, just before I let you go, not only do you get an absolutely delightful season opening concert of Kindred Spirits Orchestra, afterwards, there's a gala reception. You're invited to stick around, meet the artists, meet the musicians, and share a glass of champagne with them. So there you go. We hope to see you on Saturday, this Saturday, November 5th, 8 p.m., Markham Theatre. Go to markhamtheatre.ca or the phone number if you'd like to reserve your tickets by phone, 905-305-7469. Thank you, Maestro Alexander, for joining me on The Oasis. Thank you, Christina Petrowska-Quilico. And just a little tiny taste of the Italian Symphony will take us up to your next traffic update.